Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the broadcast today. You know, as I've been preparing to come on this broadcast, a little chorus has gone through my head. You know, I came to the Lord in the 70s, and at that point in time, we would sing simple choruses, and mostly choruses of testimony. And then, of course, the body of Christ, the song started giving more honor and praise to Him. But the song I was thinking about was, "Let's Talk About Jesus. The King of Kings is He, the Lord of Lords Supreme throughout eternity. The great I Am, the way, the truth, the life, the door. Let's talk about Jesus more and more." And that's what I want to do. I don't know about you. Jesus, He is altogether lovely. He is the bright and the morning star. I want to just give Him honor and praise through this broadcast. I want to invite you to do the same, to really turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full on his wonderful face, as one of those other old songs go, and the things of this world will grow strangely dim in the light of His glory and grace. He is the dayspring from on high, the Sun of Righteousness who rises on you with healing in His wings. He's the diadem of matchless, superlative beauty throughout all heaven and earth. He's the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, the God of the universe, the Creator, the Unveiled Christ. This is the person, the matchless being I want to bring to you today through this broadcast. He's been unveiled by His birth, by His death, His resurrection, and He's conquered all things, beloved, that you might conquer and be an overcomer. Let me share a couple scriptures out of Hebrews, the 10th chapter, verses 19 through 22. "Having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way, which He hath consecrated for us through the veil, that is to say, His flesh. And having an high priest over the house of God, let us draw near with true heart in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water." Praise God. So what we see, there's a reference to that very thick, heavy veil of the temple, which was torn when Jesus died. It says the veil of His flesh was torn, and now He is the risen, resurrected Lord of glory as He appears in the book of Revelation, and He is our God. And the Holy Spirit, beloved, is unveiling to the world, unveiling to those who have eyes to see the one and only true God through His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. His kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and He shall reign upon the throne of David throughout all generations, worlds without end. And beloved, as an overcomer, we shall reign with Him and behold Him with our own eyes, who is the perfection of beauty, the diadem of holiness, the scepter of righteousness, and every eye shall see the King in His beauty. Yea, they will behold Him, and the Word tells us that every knee shall bow before Him, and every tongue shall confess that He is Lord, that He alone is the Creator of all things, to the glory of God the Father. Beloved, in Him we live and move and have our being, and by Him and through Him all things consist and are held together by the word of His power. Think of that. He spoke the worlds into existence, and it is word that keeps it together. If He stopped for a moment, we'd all dissolve into individual molecules, neutrons, whatever. But He is alive, thank God. He reigns from on high, and He reigns from everlasting to everlasting. All the saints shall adore him, and all men shall behold him in all of his exquisite beauty and his unsurpassed majesty. And we, the saints of the redeemed of the Lord, shall sing praises to him throughout the corridors of eternity, praise God. And our voices shall resound throughout all the ages, saying, "The Lord God, all omnipotent, reigneth. For now is salvation come, and the strength, and the kingdom of God, and the power of our Lord Jesus Christ, praise God. Unto him be given blessing, glory, wisdom, thanksgiving, honor, and power and might. All that glory be unto our God, unto him, unto the Lamb who sits upon the throne forever and ever." I would just like to read a few portions of chapter 4 of Revelation, where John says, "Behold, a throne was set in heaven, and one sat on the throne. And he that sat was to look upon like a jasper and a sardine sown. And there was a rainbow round about the throne in sight, like unto an emerald. And before the throne there was a sea of glass like unto crystal. And in the midst of the throne and round about the throne were four beasts full of eyes, before and behind. And the four beasts," verse 8, "had each of them six wings about him, and they were full of eyes within, and they rest not day and night, saying, Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, which was and is to come. And when those beasts give glory and honor and thanks to him that sat on the throne, who liveth forever and ever, the 24 elders fall down before him." That's us, beloved. That's humankind. The 24 elders, not angels, but elders, they that sat upon the throne and worshiped him that liveth forever and ever, they cast their crowns before the throne, saying, "Thou art worthy, O Lord, thou art worthy to receive glory and honor and power, for thou hast created all things, and for thy pleasure they are and were created." O beloved, he shall give us to drink from the water springs of life. To those who are thirsty, he will cause them to drink their full and in abundance. He shall be our God. We shall be his people, his sons, his daughters. For thou hast made us unto our God. Revelation, that first chapter, declares kings and priests, and we shall rule and reign with him and be even as he is. And we shall cry with loud voices, "Worthy is the Lamb. Worthy is the Lamb to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing." Every creature which is in heaven and on the earth and under the earth, and such as are in the sea and all that are in them, we shall hear saying, "Blessing and honor and glory and power be unto him that sitteth upon the throne in the temple of the Most High God, and unto the Lamb forever and ever." Oh, beloved, this is the unveiled Christ which we preach, the Christ of Revelation. He who was birthed into this world in a lowly Bethlehem manger, he grew up in the strength and valor of magnificent manhood, and through his matchless death and resurrection, he's given unto us all things, having made known unto us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure, which he hath wrought, he hath purposed in himself, that is, that in the dispensation of the fullness of time he might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and in earth, even in him, that we should be to the praise of his glory. Oh, beloved, what a glorious future, what a incredible prospect is before us. He who sits at the right hand of the Father, high in the eternal heavens, far above all principality and powers, above all might and dominion, who hath conquered all things and put all things under his feet, and is above every name that is named, not only in this world, but in that which is to come. And he hath made known unto us, his children, the excellency of his divine power and dominion, and had given us, think of it, brother, sister, he's given to you, he's given to me, to us, to be partakers with him in all things and in the heavenly Father of his glorious kingdom. Remember what Jesus said, "It is the Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom." Fear not, little flock. Why should we be discouraged? Why should we be dismayed? His eye is on the sparrow, and I know he watches over me and over you. He who is manifesting himself to the world as the unveiled Christ, and every eye will see him at one day, one time when he returns. He's giving to us all the fullness of his riches that we might shine as lights in the world, that we might proclaim to the world that he is the light of life, the light of the world. We are a city set on a hill, and that light cannot be hid. Oh, beloved brother and sister, let's rejoice that he has given to us all things, and we can proclaim his name far and wide. Let us not be weary in well-doing. Let us go forth into the highways, into the byways, into the areas, into our neighborhoods, our workplaces, and glean the precious harvest, for he's coming into a world that has opened unto us the way, the truth, and the life. And we are to proclaim the second coming of the Lord, that he is coming. Make straight a path in the wilderness, a highway for our God, whereby you and I can be reconciled to him and to one another. Hallelujah. He's created this great earth for this purpose, that he will one day come back and restore and redeem the physical earth. And beloved, now we have a task, we have a duty, we have the great commission to be as reconcilers of God to men. We are called to restore and to bring the redemption and the light of the gospel, and not to be weary in well-doing, but we are to compel men to come unto him, the unveiled Christ. Beloved, we have an amazing privilege, a glorious responsibility, and we are more than able through him. Through him, we are more than conquerors. We overcome, beloved, by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. Praise God. I feel the very presence of God. What glorious days await us, beloved, and we can partake now. I pray daily for my natural family, my spiritual family, my UCM partners, my radio family, and I do covet your prayers that we can increase in the anointing of God and the revelation of his Spirit. I invite you to write if you have prayer needs, if you feel the Spirit of the Lord tugging on you. He's got a purpose and a reason for doing it, so obey him. The announcer will give our contact information. Thank you for joining me. I love you deeply in the Spirit of the Lord. I thank God for you. And until next time, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.